The United Nations has warned about a rising wave of tribal violence in South Sudan that in the past months has killed more than 2,000 people, including many women and children, and displaced 250,000 others. The escalation in the south has raised concerns that tribal fighting could derail preparations for Sudan's national and presidential elections, which are due in April 2010. The elections are required under the 2005 peace deal that ended the North-South civil war in the country. Sudan is also scheduled to hold a referendum in January of 2011 on southern independence. South Sudan is still grappling with the legacy of one of Africa's longest and bloodiest civil wars. Clashes reignited earlier this year and intensified beyond traditional cattle raids to include attacks on civilians across the entire south. ICRC spokesman for Sudan is Marsal Izzard, who told us more about the situation.
It is really striking that clashes in southern Sudan are really increasingly happening since beginning of this year. And what we know, the violence has claimed so far the lives of at least 1,200 people and displaced more than 20,000 since the beginning of this year. That is something you have not really heard in the media lately, but it's really happening. And civilians, especially women and children, are increasingly becoming target of these attacks. What we have been witnessing is that these attacks are mainly happening in remote parts of Jonglei and Upper Nile states in the southern Sudan, in places like Akobo, Nasir, and Pibor. That is one worrying development in the last months. And to that, you have to add the late rainfall this year. I mean, there was not enough rain, and it came very late, making life even harder for people forced to flee the clashes, and also for the resident communities hosting those people who fled.